The Leicestershire-born man, Richard Vines, was another one of the powerful preachers on those monthly fast days that were arranged by Parliament, as well as on other occasions before the Lords and Parliament. He was born in 1600 in the village of Blaston. He graduated with a BA from Magdalen College, Cambridge, in 1622, and with a Master of Arts from the same college in 1627. He was made rector of two neighbouring churches near Weddington and Caldecote in 1628 and 1630, preaching at the one in the morning and at the other in the afternoon. During the Civil War in 1642, he was forced to take refuge in Coventry. He was appointed to the Westminster Assembly in 1643, and he moved to London and became minister of St Clement Danes Church near Westminster. In 1644, he became the headmaster of Pembroke Hall, Cambridge. Vines was a scholar in the Greek language. He had a sharp theological mind and was well studied in the Reformation doctrines, especially the doctrine of justification by faith. He not only attended the assembly between 1643 and 1649, but he also entered much into the debates. In the early debates on justification, he held the view that only Christ's passive obedience or his suffering was imputed to the believer. This was unusual, for the Irish Articles and most of the Reformed held the view that Christ's active obedience in fulfilling the law was also imputed and necessary to everlasting life. He wasn't alone in this view, however. The scholarly and most respected William Twice also held it. Vines was one of the Presbyterians in the Westminster Assembly, and in the debates on church government, he ranked ninth in the number of speeches. He had not started out as a strong Presbyterian and had doubts about such a thing as a ruling elder, but as the debates progressed, he became one of the stronger advocates of Presbyterianism, though he held the view that only preaching elders should ordain. It was Vines who proposed that there should be two catechisms and not just one, a larger and a shorter. In 1655, he began to be unwell with severe headaches and the loss of his sight. But he loved preaching and could not lessen the duty of doing that throughout all his life, and also even in his final year, though blind and weak. His voice became very low because of his weakness. A few days before he died, he was still preaching. A rude man shouted out loudly from the pews, "Lift up your voice, for I cannot hear you." Vines replied, "Lift up your ears, for I can speak no louder." The very day before he died, he preached and administered the Lord's Supper. He came home, took ill with a serious nosebleed, and died before the next morning. He died on the 4th of February, 1656, nearly 56 years of age, and was buried in St. Lawrence Jewry. The Puritan preacher Thomas de Combe preached his funeral sermon. His text was on Genesis 5, verse 24, "And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." The preacher said about Vines, "He was a burning and a shining light, an interpreter, one of a thousand, a very great and eminent parts, taller by the head and shoulders than his ordinary brethren, a man mighty in the scriptures, another Apollos in that, exquisitely accomplished in all parts of learning, a perfect master of the Greek tongue, a good philosopher, an excellent orator. He was a ready and piercing disputer. He was a solid and most judicious divine who read much." Later on, he said in the sermon, "For his natural temper, he was a man of a brave, undaunted spirit. Some called him Luther. Indeed, he was another Luther. He feared not the faces of any in the discharging of a good conscience. Some of his works have been preserved. Sermons on the following subjects: the happiness of Israel, the purifying of unclean hearts and hands, Caleb's integrity, the corruption of mind described. He wrote a large treatise on the Lord's Supper, its institution and right administration and worthy receiving of it. Preached a sermon on Christ, a Christian's only gain, and God's drawing and man's coming to Christ, and on the saint's nearness to God. Some quotations from his works: as God sends Christ to us, so he must draw us also to him, or else there can be no salvation. There is nothing more comfortable than when a man can say, Jesus Christ, my Lord. Richard Vines said concerning the sacrament that it was needful for relief of our doubts, fears and waverings. For this is a great question of anxiety which troubles the soul. Are my sins pardoned? Are my sins blotted out? God has instituted this sacrament to resolve this question for the weak in faith.